When you open up Project Vote Smart's Vote Easy website, you'll hear gay political music play as a striped drape unfurls and chunks of bright green grassy U.S. states plop into place. Click on the Arkansas chunk and you'll see how many registered voters we have, plus a place to type in your zip code to see what's happening in your district. That's when a bunch of interactive lawn signs appear. Adelaide Kimball is board member and senior advisor at Project Vote Smart.
You type in your zip code, start to answer a question on immigration or gun control or healthcare, education, the environment, Afghanistan, tax levels. And as you answer each of those questions, the candidates for Congress in your own district, their yard signs will advance or recede depending on your level of agreement with them on that, on those questions. In the end, 5 or 10 minutes later, what you are looking at is the yard sign of the candidate who is probably most like you on the issues that you care about.
Birds and crickets chirp when you stop to study things, providing a kind of a relaxed atmosphere. A few more clicks on any yard sign and you'll find even more data on congressional candidates in Arkansas, including links to all Arkansas key votes and a detailed listing of all state races. The staff at Project Vote Smart aggressively compile candidate positions and records by collaborating with over 200 political scientists, journalists who cover Congress and state legislatures, and leaders both left and right who examine national and local polls, party platforms, speeches, and legislative agendas.
The journalists that we partner with on this Key Votes test review our selections and review our language to make sure that they are accurate and the language is not partisan in any way. That's one of the protections that we have to our system. Another protection to making sure that there's no perception of slant or bias in Vote Smart's data is that every member of our founding board has to sign off on our budget and our programs every year, and including the questions we ask on the political courage test.
Nuanced questions called the Public Vote Smart Political Courage Test are posed to running and retiring candidates. For example, if higher education budgets ought to be slashed, health and welfare funding increased, environmental regulations eased, and social issues addressed. U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln and U.S. House member Mike Ross passed the political courage test, while Congressman Vic Snyder, John Bozeman, and Marion Barry did not. Kimball says most candidates fear their opponents might use their positions in attack ads, so refuse or only respond to a few questions that their consultants stamp as safe.
We've found across the country both Republican and Democratic candidates are clamming up. They are not willing to answer questions on issues that the voters care about that they're going to have to deal with if they are elected. So what we do is sort of do an end run around the candidates and their campaigns, look at their public statements, look at their records in office if they've held office, look at their websites if they have issue information on their websites. We compile as much factual, relevant information as we can so voters can get a sense of who these candidates are and what they'll do for them if they win office.
Project Vote Smart was established by Adelaide Kimball's husband, Richard. He's a former Arizona legislator who ran for U.S. Senate in 1986 on the Democratic ticket against John McCain and lost. She says thousands of volunteers and staff have worked at Project Vote Smart since it was founded in 1992.
We are headquartered in Montana on a 150-acre ranch. It's a research center with T1 lines running into it, so it's very high-tech, but it is drop-dead beautiful here, and we're here because we have to attract free labor. College interns and volunteers come from all over the country and really all over the world and do the research, help us put this whole program together for voters.
And when any volunteer or staff walk through the door, they must check their political views and affiliations, she said.
Our annual budget runs about $1.5 million. That money that we get is all from either foundation grants or individual contributions. We will not accept funding or support from any special interest group, corporate, union, or other group that lobbies government on any issue at any level.
Prior to midterm and general elections, Project Vote Smart mass mails a free news-printed handbook to media and organizations as a courtesy, containing critical information on key races in every state. Project Vote Smart also operates a hotline for those seeking immediate satisfaction by talking to a real person.
researchers who are standing by the telephone all day long, 5 days a week, and they will answer your question on any topic that deals with politics.
Last January, the U.S. Supreme Court unleashed campaign finance rules, allowing unlimited spending by corporations and unions for political ads. Now, both liberal and conservative groups can accept unlimited donations, plus don't have to report their donors, which critics say obscures opponent campaigns.
We are dismayed by the quality and content of information that's being spewed out by candidates and campaigns. It's worse than it's ever been. We feel like voters deserve one place, one source for information that they know doesn't have a hidden agenda, that's just the facts, basically, on those candidates and who want to represent them, or those who already do, those who are already in office. So Project Vote Smart has provided a wonderful alternative to voters for information on candidates who want their vote.
And between now and November 2nd, the race to secure those votes ought to get really interesting given a Republican surge, not to mention a growing discontentment with conventional American politics. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.